Okay, today is February 22nd, 2018, Biblical Hebrew 1. All right. Well, next slide, we are going to recite our Shema. Let's go ahead and stand up. Find East. And all together, ready?
Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Malchuto Leolam Vaed.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be his glorious name, whose kingdom is forever and ever. Amen. All right, you may be seated. And then the next one is Hato. Oh, no, not that one. Okay, where did he go? The other one is Hato Behamiti. Ready? Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Hatov VeHametiv. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who is good and who does good. Amen. You notice they always bless God. Baruch means blessed be. Blessed be the Lord, the King of the universe. They always say that. King of the universe. He's not just the King of Israel. He's not just the King of Jerusalem. He's not just the King of the earth. He's the King of the universe. All right. So before we sing our special song, let me ask Bob to open us up in prayer. Thank you.
Father, you are blessed.
Yes.
You are a good, good Father.
Yes.
We love you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for what you've done. Thank you for sending your son for us.
Yes,
God. Help us now as we study language of Hebrew. Give us wisdom, insight, help us understand, and bless Alita as she teaches.
Yes, Father.
We pray in Yeshua's name.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Okay, how come this is not going up? Save that, and then we're going to sing. We're going to sing that same song, Gadol Elohai. Mm-hmm. You guys like that song, and I sent it to you, right?
Yes.
Did you get it? Okay. Don't you love this song? This is going to be our love song. Okay, let's see here.
Adore Elohai.
Gadol Elohai, great is my God. Kol is all, Echad is one, Yireh will see. Ki, because, Gadol Elohai.
Gadol Elohai, Shiruhi Gadol.
This word key is because, and you know, Gadol, we will be seeing this word a lot. Gadol. The word migdal is same root, which means migdal is a tower. Gadol is great. Have you heard of Mary Magdalene? Mm-hmm. The root of Magdalene is Gadal Migdal. So she lived, okay, Mary Magdalene is from a place that is high. Okay, Mary from Magdala. Okay, we will be talking about roots. Oh, it's so much fun talking about the root words. Okay, now, Shem. Name. Okay, Shem, Me'al, Kol Shem. Me'al is, actually, literally it says, name from all. Name from above all, call is all, name, Otcha is you, Ra'ui is worthy, Lehalel is infinitive, to praise, Libi is from the root Lev, which means heart. When you say Libi, it is my heart. Yashir is, it will sing. So my heart, Yashir, my heart, it will sing because, ki, Gadol Elohai, because great is my God. Beautiful. All right. I wish we can sing some more, but we have a very long lesson tonight. We are going to...
Do you have a question?
Yes, Rick.
What came out first, English version or the Hebrew version?
Oh, English. Yes. Aaron, Joshua Aaron actually is very gifted. He is a Messianic Jew, of course. And just like Daniel Carmel, Daniel Carmel?
Daniel Carmel.
Yeah. He is a Messianic.
From the bowl. Yeah.
Yeah, from the bowl.
Yeah.
Faith.
Yes,
Chris
Tomlin.
Yes.
I got his CD, How Great Is Our God.
Yeah, Chris Tomlin.
That was Chris Tomlin's song.
That's his song. American song. Okay, tonight we are going to talk about a lot of little things. Let's talk about the Makkev, and then we'll go back to there. You see this little hyphen right there? Mm-hmm. It's not in the middle, but way above there. It's not a hyphen. It is
like a bar.
Yeah, it's a Makkev. Okay, now, not a big deal when you see that. You're probably going to say, oh, no, what is that? No, no big deal. What the Masoretes wants us to do is to read these two words as one word. That's basically it.
So it's like an English hyphen.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
It's like a bridge.
Yeah. It's called a makef.
Yeah,
Makef. Makef is a short horizontal stroke used to join together two or more words within the verse. Words so joined are pronounced as one speech unit, the primary accent falling on the final word in the unit. Let's take a look at this word again. This is in Psalm 112:1. Ashrei-ish. Okay. The accent is going to be at the last syllable. The last syllable, which is ish. Ashrei-ish. Ashrei-ish. Ish. There's the accent right there. See, look at this one also. Okay, there's a makef right there. So the Masoretes wants us to pronounce this together. How do we read this?
Et.
Adonai. It's a trick. This is God's name. Yod, hey, Vav, hey. You do not read that. When you see these four letters, the tetragrammaton, you just say Adonai or Hashem. We have a choice. Okay, Ashrei ish yare et Adonai bemitzvotav hafetz meod. This is happy is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. Bemitzvotav. You hear mitzvah there?
Yes.
Okay, that's commandment. Okay, so we're talking about the makef right here. That's it. That's basically it. So that's one down. Okay, no big deal. Okay, let's take a look. Let's find a makef here. You see this?
Yes.
Okay, how do we read this?
Pnei.
You see these two dots right here? We are going to talk about it today as well. This is called the Shuvah.
Shuvah.
Uh-huh. Now let's find another makef. Same al pene, but this one is a makef right here. So the Masoretes, they want us to read this as one unit. Vayehi or. Vayehi or. The accent is going to be on the or. Vayehi or. And there was light. Yes, this is Genesis 1:1-3. Okay, so that's one makef for you. Okay, there's another makef. Okay, so now let's talk about the word et. Okay, let's find an et here. Actually, let's go back. There's an et here. This is Bereshit bara Elohim et. Et. We're going to talk about this because this is never translated. You don't translate et. This is called a definite object marker. A direct object is a word representing a person or thing upon which the action of a verb is performed. Where's the ball? Okay. Let's just use this. I dropped a pencil. What did I drop?
A pencil.
Okay. Let's see. I dropped the pen. What did I drop?
The pen.
Okay. So this is the receiver of the action. Mm-hmm. Okay. I hit a ball. Okay. What did I hit?
A ball.
I hit the ball. What did they hit?
The ball.
Okay, two different things there. None, just a pen and the pen, or a ball or the ball. Okay, so when there is a definite object in a sentence, you will always find this et. Okay, let me go back to Genesis. Bereshit, in beginning, bara, he created, Elohim, God. So you're thinking, okay, who created God? No. This is, Elohim is the subject. He did something. He created. So in beginning, created God. What did he create? Oh, there is an et there. That is your clue that the next word is a definite object. What did he create? The heavens. Ha, ha, shamayim. The ha there is the. Et hashamayim ve. Another et there. Ve et haaretz. And the earth. Er aretz or eretz is earth. Now this is should be segol, but since this is at the ending of the sentence, it becomes a kamatz. But let's not worry about that. Let's worry about direct object marker. Definite objects are the ones with the pen, the woman, the man, the chair. Definite. Okay, what are other words that are definite? Proper names. Mm-hmm. David, Bob, Pat. What else? My heart. Your daughter. Those are definite. Whose daughter? Your daughter. Whose heart? My heart. Definite. Okay, so when you see those definite objects in Hebrew, you will also, before you see that definite object, there's an et. There's an et. Bereshit bara Elohim, what? Oh, et. Oh, must be definite. Hashemayim. And the vav here, this is conjunction and, A-N-D, and the earth. Okay? So that's basically what et means. All right, here we go. Now you will see two types of et. Let's see. Okay, see, this is what we talk about. Habayit is the house. Beit Ha'ish is the house of the man. Whose house? The man's house. Beiti, my house. David. Okay, these are definite names. Okay, now, when you see a standalone et, the marking underneath the vowel point is sere. But look, there's a makev. Yeah. Remember that? Mm-hmm. When et is connected to another word, the pointing changes from sere to segol. Mm-hmm. All right? Because it compensating, because now it is attached to another word. Let me see if I can see here. Okay, so we just talk about this. Bereshit bara Elohim et. What? The heavens. Okay. Okay, here we go. Let's try to read this. Anyway, any volunteer? Ka. Kar'u, very good. Sefer, very good. Kar'u, sefer. Now, the verb is kar'u. It means they read. What did they read? A book. Why it's only a book? Because there's no ha. There's no ha. If you want the et to appear, you should say karu et hasefer. They read the book, the good book. Okay, so now let's see this one. Patekha et. Delet. Okay. So now, look at the ha there. It's connected to delet. Delet is door. Okay? The door. Look, when the et is connected with the makef to another word, it changes from segol, from sere to segol. Okay? That's it. That's basically it. Patcha et hadelet. This is the verb. Patcha is she opened the door. You do not translate it. It's only pointing to a direct object, definite object. Okay? Next one. Let's try to read this. Ha-chalam. Nu. Very good. Chalom. Very good. Chalamnu chalom. Chalom is dream. Chalamnu is the verb. Chalamnu means we dreamed a what? A dream, just a dream, because there's no et here. It's just a dream. We did not dream the dream, but only a dream. So there's no et. But if we dream the dream, we say chalamnu et ha-chalom. Mm-hmm. So there's the et again. Okay, last one. Azav et arso. Okay, Azav is the verb. This means he left. What did he leave? Arso is the root eretz. But with the this vav makes this a possessive pronominal suffix, third masculine singular. So this is, he left the earth. Oh, I'm sorry. He left his land. Artso can be ground, land, or earth. Okay? So, asav et artso, he left his land. His land is definite. Whose land?
His land.
Okay, that's why the et is right there. Okay? All right? Okay, so basically that's it. And I don't remember seeing that in your textbook. Did you see the teaching about et? Okay, I just threw it in. Okay, so... So this is another type of writing. Isn't this pretty? Okay, we see the et here connected to a word. Okay, now you might be asking, whoa, this is so colorful. What's this? And what's this? And what's that? And what's this? These are musical notes. These are called tropes. Yes, remember, this is a song in Deuteronomy 32. God told Moses, teach this song to my people. It's a song, that's why they sing it. They chant it in the Jewish synagogue. We sing the words, you know, when we pray. Adonai melech, Adonai malach, Adonai yimloch leolam va'ed. And it's easy to memorize when you're singing it. So these are just the different types of musical notes. Okay, that's it. Just in case you see a Bible or a Tanakh with different, writings underneath and above it and in the middle. Okay, so let's see. So that's the definite object marker. Now let's talk about the vav conjunction. Vav. This is a vav. What is the original picture of a vav?
A nail.
What does the nail do?
It connects.
So the letter vav is the letter... it's dry. Letter... And in Hebrew. Oh, look at the root of that end. Yes. It connects. Yeah. Heaven and earth. Okay. Men and women. Okay. Ish ve isha. Alright? So this is very easy to understand. Okay, when you see the letter vav connected to a word, it must be the word and v. Now there are two types of two pointings. You will see the letter vav. with this. V. Just like that. Or this. U. Okay. And this also means and, A-N-D. The conjunction and does not stand alone in Hebrew, but is prefixed to the following word. Okay, it is not a standalone letter, unlike English, it's separate. Okay? It closely resembles the inseparable prepositions in that its form is determined by the consonants that stand at the beginning of the word to which it is prefixed. The rules for writing the vav conjunction are the following. It is usually written with a shiva. Okay, this is a shiva. All right. Vav plus the simple shiva. Before the consonants pointed with a full vowel, unless the consonants are pay, mem, and bait. Okay, so let's talk about this. We have the begad kepat letters, right? We learned this last week. Big duck in a pot. Okay, begad kepat, begad kepat letters. Why are they special? Because they take the dagesh. They have two sounds, okay? Now, there are other special letters like pe and this. We call this bump. B-m-p. B, look at my lips. B-m-p. They call labials. Because only your lips move when you say them. B, M, P. Okay? So bump. Okay, so why am I teaching this? When you see the word Bereshit, okay, we just saw it. Bereshit. It is with the bait. If I say and in the beginning, I will not use ve. I will not use ve bereshit, but I will use u. Because this is a bump letter. When it is a labial letter, okay, let's see, bayit. Okay, what is a bayit?
A house.
Bayit. When I say in a house, I will not say ve bayit. Oops. I will say u bayit. Okay, let's say another letter, another word starts with the M, like melech. Melech. What is melech?
King.
Oh, you guys are good. Melech. I will not say ve melech. I will say u melech. Because mem is a bump letter. Okay? Okay, what about the letter pe? Let's see. Oh, I like this word. Peel.
Elephant.
Elephant. Okay. I will not say ve peel, but ooh.
Upil.
And an elephant. Okay? Remember the labials. The bump. Okay. Also, let's see. When a word starts with a letter with a shiva. Okay, let's say Yerushalayim. Do I have the? Okay, Yerusha.
Okay. Yerushalayim. I am not, I believe that this is a Hamatz. Okay. So when a word starts with a letter with a Shabbat, and you want to add the letter end, okay, you do not say Ve-Rushalayim. The Shabbat, this pointing under the under the Yod, will disappear, and this will become an E sound. So you say Virushalayim. Okay? And Jerusalem. Okay, that's another rule. We have the bump rule, we have the Shabbat rule, and the regular. Okay? Let's see. Oh, this is too small. I wish I can make this bigger. Oops. Okay. Okay, let's see if I can make this bigger. Okay. You see this word here? This is Brit. What is Brit?
Covenant.
Covenant. Okay. Because the Vait is a labial, you didn't say Ve-Brit, you say U-Brit. Okay? Here, the word min is from. If you want to say and from, you do not say ve-min, you say u-min, because the mem is a bump letter. M. Okay? Okay, so that's basically it. Yes?
At the top where it says and darkness?
Velachoshek.
And what's the one?
Vekoshek.
Vekoshek.
Okay, and this is the same, you know, this the lamed is not the labial, the chet is not labial, so you use the regular ve. Okay, look at this. This is ve. Ve haaretz. Vekoshek and darkness. Velachoshek and to the darkness. All right, so that's basically it with the vav, with the conjunction vav. Okay, so another example here, and this is a little bit advanced. You see here, this is problematic because when you add the vav or the conjunction vav to a word that starts with Aleph, the Vav, the pointing under the Vav will mimic the pointing of that first letter on that word. You see this? Ani means me or I. Okay, it is spelled this way, Aleph, and then the reduced Patach. Okay, or Hatef Patach. Okay, so when you want to say and I, okay, it's va'ani, and I, only when it is aleph, okay. The vav is copying the pointing underneath the aleph. Ve'emet, and truth, emet is truth. You notice I didn't say emet, I said emet. This is one exception. I will talk to you about that, the segel. Okay, the pointing under the aleph is hatef segel. Mm-hmm. So the vav is copying that segel. So it's ve'emet, not the regular shiva underneath the vav.
So how do you pronounce that again?
Ve'emet. Ve'emet? Really? Okay, when you're talking to Jewish people, you know, when you hear them talk, when they say, really, it's be'emet, and truth, it really doesn't, it's not really smooth in English, and truth, no, so we translate it as really, okay?
So in the Haftorah blessing,
that word is in the blessing mm-hmm. you sing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard it sung two ways.
Mm-hmm.
Vehemet or vehemet.
It's always vehemet. It should copy that segol.
So you, not so you say both the
vehemet. And then vaani. Vaani is in the matovu. Vaani. La 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 la. Estakave. Remember that? Vaani. Vehemet. Okay, so let's see. So that's your vav. That's your conjunction vav. Okay, here's some more. When you're dealing with monosyllabic words, monosyllabic are one syllable. The word ra, can you say ra?
Ra.
Right here. It's one syllable. Okay. So, tov is good and ra is evil. Tov va ra. Good and evil. See, it is not vera. It doesn't use the regular ve, but va, because this is a monosyllabic word, ra. Okay, it copies the vowel pointing on the first letter of the word. Okay, again, this there's another one. This is in Genesis 1. Tohu vavohu, without form and void. Now you're going to be asking me, well, that one looks like it is two syllables. Yes. Vavohu, two syllables. But this is, again, an exception. These are... In English, in Hebrew grammar, they create rules and rules and rules, and then they break them. Okay? Here, behema, cattle, and creeping things. Varemes, remes, creeping things. Okay. These are exceptions. So there's your conjunction vav. Let's take a look and let's see if there's a vav here. Is this a conjunction vav? Yes. Okay. Ve ahav ta et Adonai Elohecha bekol levavecha. Ubechol napshicha ubechol meodecha. Okay, this is in Deuteronomy 6:4, the continuation of the Shema. Okay, let's take a look at the things that we have just learned. Where's the makef?
Over there.
Over there. There's a makef. The Masoretes wants us to, you know, say this, to read this as one unit. Bechol levavecha. Okay, here, ubechol nafshicha, ubechol meodecha. Okay, so is there a definite object marker here? Et, right here. If there's a direct object marker, what is our definite object here? Adonai, because Adonai is definite. Okay, ve'ahavta, this is the verb, en. Reschedule.
He's going to ask you for a schedule. Just put like some other day.
What happened?
Pick a day. Pick a day. Just pick another day.
Just go tomorrow.
Go there.
Wait.
Pick day.
Go tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
No, tomorrow you have class. Another day.
That's my day off. Thank you, Rick. Rick goes to my class on Friday night. So he wants to hit the class tomorrow. Okay, so it. Okay, ve'ahavta is actually and thou shall love. One word, but there's, you know, and thou shalt love. Four words, in Hebrew it's only one word. Because the ve, the A-N-D, the conjunction vav, is attached to the word ahavta. Okay? Ahav is the root word for ahava. It means love. Ahava. If you go to Israel, you buy all those lotion. And cream. Ahava. That means love. Okay? The ta ending here is you. So, literally it is, and love you. Make it smooth in English, and thou shall love. Okay? Who? Who? Et. Definite. Definite marker. Who am I going to love with all my heart? Et. Adonai. Elohecha. Elohei is a construct form. It is God's, literally. Because Elohim is actually plural. El, God, is singular. Elohim, plural. Okay, Elohei is gods of Cha, you. So, literally, I am saying, and love you, Adonai, gods of you. But we have to make this move. And thou shalt love the Lord your God. Bechol levavecha, with all your heart. Remember, lev, libi, ash yashir, ki gadol. Levavecha, this is your heart. Bechol is with all. Be here is the preposition with. Okay? Bechol levavecha, ubechol, ooh. You see this ooh? It is not ve, but ooh, because this is a bump letter. Yes. We have another bump. Uvachol meodecha. Very good. Okay, so we learned about the makef. We learned about the et, direct object marker. And we learned the vav. And the vav, there's many forms of them. There's a ve, there's a u, there's a va, and there's one that copies the other letters pointing. Okay. You got it? So there's three down. Three down. Praise the Lord. Okay. So we are, let's see here. These are all examples, and I don't want you to read all these. So I'm going to do, so we will jump to Shiva, the notorious Shiva. Okay. Shiva is actually those two dots underneath a vowel. Sometimes it is silent, sometimes it is vocal. Okay. Vayhi kol haaretz safa echad ud. Oh, look at this. Ud varim achadim. You see all this? That's a Shiva. You see it? You see the pointing? That Shiva, that is a Shiva connected to a Patach. Okay? Shiva and Patach becomes a Tep Patach, a reduced Patach, a reduced A sound. Here we go! When we transliterate the Shiva, we write an inverted letter E. Okay? Because it's, remember the word Maverick? Maverick. We don't say maverick, it's maverick. Okay. That is silent Shiva. Okay, so here we go. So if I want to write or transliterate this letter with a Shiva underneath, I write the letter M and then the inverted E. M, M. Very fast. M. Okay? Okay, I just want you to look at that and kind of digest that. All right? Wait a minute. Okay. Shwa. Sometimes they call it schwa, but I want to call it schwa with a V sound. There are many rules on schwa. Okay? Rule number one. Okay, well, there are two types first. Let's talk about the two types of schwa. There is a moving or vocal schwa. or a quiet or a silent Shabbat. Mm-hmm. See this, a little rabbit? Shh. Okay, let's read the, oh, here we go. Yish Meru. You notice there are two Shabbats here. This is Yish. This is the silent Shabbat. Meh, this is the vocal Shabbat. Yish Meru. This is sounded, this is not. Okay? Yish Meru. Mm-hmm. And they will keep Yish Meru. And they will keep the Sabbath. That's the word shamar. Means to keep or to guard. Okay, let's see here. Let's take a look at this other word. Let's read. Mamlechot, because you read this one on the bottom, huh? Right? Okay, mamlechot. From the root word is melech. What is melech?
King.
Mamlechot becomes kingdom. Mamlecha is one kingdom. Mamlechot, many kingdoms. So this is plural. What did we talk about last time? What type of plural ending is this?
Feminine.
Susa
is masculine.
Susa. Susot is the plural. Sus. Singular. What's the plural? Susim. Sus. Susim. Horse. Horses. Susa. Susot. Mares. Mare and mares. Okay, just like here. Mamlacha, feminine, singular. Mamlachot, feminine, plural. Okay, you notice when I say mam, this is a silent shabar, but I pronounce the le, mamlechot. See this? Okay, this is the silent. We did not say mame, mamelechot, but mam. Now the Shiva, the second Shiva is pronounced or vocalized. Okay, this is the vocal Shiva. So that's one of the rules. The second Shiva in a word is vocal. All right, let's talk about the moving Shiva. The first rule. See this? Number one. Numero uno. Okay, let's read.
Be.
Beyado, okay, beyado, beyado. Oh, wait a minute, beyado. I'm sorry, the accent is at the end. It's an ultimate. Okay, so this is vocal. This is vocal Shiva. What first rule? When the Shiva is underneath the first letter on the first word on the word. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me retract that. The first letter of the word with the Shiva, that is sounded, that is vocalized. Okay, like in Bereshit.
Okay.
Every time you see a Shiva underneath the first letter of the word, it is vocal, like Beyado. Be actually is preposition in. Yad is hand. The O here, the vav, is a pronominal suffix, his. So this is in his hand. Beyado. Okay, so this is vocalized. Okay, like this word here. Okay, how do we read this? Behema. This is a moving Shiva or a vocal Shiva. Let's read this. Kena'an. This is Canaan in English. Kena'an. Canaan. Oh, behema is an animal. Okay? Now, let's read this. Yehuda. Okay? First letter with the Shiva underneath. First letter in this word, that is vocal. All right. We're going someplace. Okay. Next, number two. And we just talked about this earlier. Let's read this. The second shva is vocal. The first is not. Yik, yik tevu. And they will write. See this? Khatav? What is a ketuvah? Ketuvah is a marriage contract. From ketav, writing. Okay? Yiktevu. Yiktevu is they will write. Okay, so that's the second rule. The second letter with the shva is pronounced or vocalized. Okay, so let's take a look. Let's read this. Who? Yermiyahu. Who is Yermiyahu? Jeremiah.
Sorry.
Yes.
Something just hit. Can you go back to the other one? It's just like that. It's the same for ketuvim.
Yes, okay. Ketuvim, writings.
Writing.
Yeah. You're getting the...
It took a minute, but it's
yes, okay. Yes, yes. Very good. Okay. Yirmeyahu. So this one is vocal. All right. Let's read this. Miz. Miz bechot. Miz bechot. Okay, again, this is silent, and the next one is vocal. Okay, what about this? Yil beshu. Okay, this is they will put on, or they will wear. Miz bechot is from the word, the root is zabach. Zabachi Yerushalayim. Oh, no, that's not it. I'm sorry. Zabach is sacrifice. Okay? Next. Rule number three. Okay. Rule number three. When we see, remember this one here? Remember this? Not two special letters.
The bump.
Whenever, no. Not the bump. But the letters that are not begad kefat. Okay. When we see a dot in the middle, what are they? What is that? A strong dagesh. Or on your book, it's dagesh forte. Dagesh forte or dagesh lene. Dagesh lene is weak dagesh. Okay, so this one does not have a dagesh. So there's only one mem. Oh, look at this mem. It has a dot in the middle. So it means there's two m's. Look at this. Look at the transliteration. Mim. Ha. Mem. And then the e sound. And then the two m's. Okay? When you see a letter with the dot in the middle and a shiva underneath, it's vocal. It's not mimcha. It's mimecha. Mimecha. All right.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Okay. Okay. Whenever you see a letter, okay, a Hebrew letter that has a dagesh in the middle, you ask them, are you a begat kefat letter? And if it says no, oh, so you are not too special. So mem is not a begat kefat letter, but it has a dagesh in the middle, so the only last thing that you would think about is, you're double. There's two of you in there. Okay? But there's a shiva underneath. Rule number three: if there is a letter which is a dagesh forte, or a strong dagesh underneath with the Shabbat underneath, you vocalize it. Mimecha. And what is mimecha? Let me show you. Because we're going to be talking about this also, the syllables. Mi. Okay, mi. Me. Ha. You notice there is a... I have a very big cup. Kamatz. Okay, that is the ah sound.
Yeah.
This is actually a combination of two words. This is min. Okay, this is min. What does mean? From. This is a preposition from. Okay. Ha. Ha is a pronominal suffix you. Yebarekecha Adonai beyismerecha. Yer Adonai panab elecha. You. Ha, okay. This is actually min mecha. Okay, let me write this. Two words. What happened is this nun dropped and it is hiding inside the man. Actually, that's the noon that got assimilated into the next letter, men. So it is mimecha. Okay? We're going to be talking about the word min. It is actually, there's thousands of that word in the Tanakh.
The first part was from, what was the second part?
You.
You, okay.
Actually, this is you, ha. But this, they have to add it to make it smooth. Mimecha instead of mincha. Okay? Mimecha. All right, so that's rule number three. Okay, let's see, what is this? Sometimes I'm like, I don't know what's coming. Okay. Okay, let's syllabify.
Yeah, Nita, it's 8.
Oh, it's 8 o'clock? Yeah. I'll give you a 10-minute break. I'm so sorry. We'll be back at 8:10. Are your brains just fried tonight or what?